Welcome to the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast, a podcast designed for student athletes who want to enhance their leadership skills, their academic performance, their athletic abilities, and develop into a better version of themselves. I'm your host, Aaron McKelke. If your school doesn't have a leadership class, if you want help improving your leadership capacity, or if you aim to level up your leadership as an athlete, then this podcast is built for you. A question a lot of student athletes have is, how can I be a leader if I don't have the title to be one? So if I'm not a senior on the team, if I didn't get voted captain, if I didn't make varsity, if I'm not a starter, how can I be a leader? Well, the first thing you have to remember is that leadership is taking others on a journey. And you don't have to be the strongest, the fastest, score the most points, have the highest GPA, or have any kind of title given to you by other people to help lead them on a journey. If you think about it like being on a hike, you don't have to be the fastest hiker or the most experienced one to help somebody avoid a wrong turn or help them get to their destination faster. Positional leadership is when someone points to the captain or to the starter title that they have and they say, hey, follow me, I'm a captain. Some coaches coach this way. I'm the head coach. Do it because I said so. I'm the teacher, therefore you have to follow me. And you can get people to follow you based on your title, but that type of leadership is not very compelling. Most people don't want to follow someone just because of their title. They want to feel compelled to follow them. And so there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm the boss, I'm the teacher, I'm the senior. But you don't have to have that to be able to lead. Anybody else can lead. The first thing you have to know is, what are the standards? And if we're going on this journey, if we're on this team, if we're in this project, what are the standards and how can we all be clear on those? Again, you don't have to be the positional leader to be able to make standards clear. You could be a freshman on the team and say, hey, coach's number one standard or expectation is that everybody's 5 minutes early to practice. Okay, we all clear on that? Let's all be 5 minutes early. Do you need a ride? Your standards can and often should be higher than the bare minimum, just because your teacher, your boss, your coach, the older guys on the team say this is how we do things, doesn't mean that's as high as you can go. You have to see those standards as the floor and not the ceiling. There's nothing wrong with having higher standards for yourself. And when you think about the standards that you're held to by a lot of the leaders in your life, oftentimes they're pretty low. Most teams or classes, you're not going to get in trouble for being on time every day. That's not asking a lot to say, be here by the minute practice starts or the minute class starts. What's wrong with saying, I want to be 5 minutes early? If your coach says, be ready and dressed out by 4 o'clock for practice, is there anything wrong with saying, I'm going to be there by 3:45? Don't think of those standards as that's all you can do. You can always hold yourself to a higher standard and other people will start to follow those. Think about, how do you help others on your team get closer to those standards? How do you help other kids in your school get closer to those standards? How do you help the other members that you have on the class project get closer to the teacher's standards, even if that's just what's on the rubric? In your family has standards, even if they don't write them out and put them on a poster. How can you help your siblings live closer to those standards? The biggest answer is by encouragement. And encouraging doesn't take any kind of title. It doesn't even take any kind of experience. It doesn't take any kind of skill within your sport or your class to encourage. Anyone can encourage, almost unlimited amounts of encouragement. If you think about it, you could be hurt. You could be first day of a new sport. You could be the worst player on the team. You could be the youngest gal on the team. You could be in a subject you've never taken a class on before. You could be the youngest member of your family. You have 5 older siblings. But encouragement doesn't require a title. Many students and athletes are frustrated with the lack of encouragement that they get from their teachers and their coaches. So here's a thought. Why don't you provide that encouragement to your teammates? one thing you'll notice is once somebody starts providing that encouragement for each other, it gets reciprocated and the environment changes. That changes the culture of the team that you're on. You don't have to rely on the positional leaders to provide encouragement. And some of you have teachers and coaches that aren't great encouragers. For most of my career, my student athletes told me encouraging was one of my worst traits. I would give captains on our football team an evaluation of me as a coach, and it would have all these different qualities of a coach. My lowest one, the first couple of years that I gave that survey, was always encourager. And I realized that's something I have to get better at, but it's never going to be my strength. And I have to find other people to surround myself with that can give that encouragement so that people get it in practice and at games and in our program. Natural question to ask is, well, then what is encouragement? The way I want you to think about encouragement, it's the filling up of someone's cup with courage, bravery, or determination. So think about pouring into someone's heart. It originally meant to speak one's mind or share one's own authentic emotions. Another way of saying that is just being real with other people is a form of encouragement. Most of us struggle with this because we just want to put our heads down, not cause any drama, not make any waves, especially if we're not the positional leader on the team. However, by not speaking your mind, your teammates aren't hearing what they need to hear from you. So how is encouragement different than praise? Praise is validation, positivity. It's good job, or you're great at that. It's like a little pat on the head. One thing a lot of people don't think about with praise is that it can be condescending. There, there, little freshman, nice job. Someday you'll be a big, bad varsity player like me. And then you kind of pat them on the head and say, you know, when I'm the senior, I'll do that to the freshman. Do we want our followers to seek our approval, our validation, our praise, or do we want them to have a heart full of bravery? The challenge then is to go be the MVE of your team for a week. Be the most valuable encourager. Pour courage into everyone's cup. This requires no formal role, no title, no skills in your sport. Think of what you would want someone to tell you when you make a mistake, before you play the best team in your conference, or on finals week before big tests. Do you want a pat on the head and a there, there, you're doing well? Or, hey, get your butt in gear so we can crush this team or crush this test. That's encouragement, and that's the number one way you can be a leader without a title. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast, a podcast designed for student athletes who want to enhance their leadership skills, their academic performance, their athletic abilities, and develop into a better version of themselves. I'm your host, Aaron McKelke. Don't settle for being average. Leaders don't just do the bare minimum. They do more than expected. Now, it's time for the most important part. To learn from a book, close the book. To learn from leadership class, walk out of class. And to learn from this podcast, you have to turn off the podcast and do work.